I always enjoyed the grammar of that record. Those oldies but goodies reminds me of you. We're going to talk about Record Store Day, which is a week from tomorrow, and with us in the studio. And I call Beverly Records and also Valhalla's Records Chicago Treasures, even though Valhalla's is out there in Oak Park.
That's Valhalla, Bob.
Valhalla.
Yeah,
Valhalla.
It's my Hala.
Valhalla. Val is with us, Val Camaletti, and also Joe Lemus from Beverly Rare Records, a great Chicago institution on Southwestern Avenue. Joe, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
And let's talk first about what's happening with vinyl. I just saw something the other day in, I think it was the Wall Street Journal. Even if you haven't purchased a physical CD in years and your main audio system is a smartphone and a Bluetooth speaker, chances are you've heard the news. Vinyl is making a comeback. Every year for the last six, record sales have risen. Over 6 million new LPs were sold in 2013, an iTunes era peak, and an increase of 33% over the previous year. Who's buying vinyl? What are they buying?
Well, everybody's buying vinyl. I don't think there are many 15-year-olds in America who haven't received a turntable or unearthed a turntable in the last 3 or 4 years. Would you agree with that, Joe? I mean, it's just amazing.
I noticed that a lot of the younger kids are coming in. They're inheriting their parents' record players.
Or asking for a new one for Christmas.
It's cool to spin records.
Well, I know that in my household, that is exactly what happened.
Exactly.
When they were teenagers, it was the first time that they ever heard music that was not compressed. They thought, oh my God, like we've never heard music like this before.
Absolutely.
And so what happened? Like vinyl went away. It never went away completely, but it went away a lot. And then it just started back up? Is that what
it is? Never went away. But what happened is that most of the people who owned vinyl in the early 80s, 1980 or so, decided that the new form of music was going to be digital. And they insisted that if this wasn't digital, they didn't want to listen to it. And some of us tried to convince them that that wasn't going to last for a long, long time in terms of good sound. But they didn't believe us, so they went and bought CDs and dumped their vinyl. And then kids came along and said, well, I really like the way that sounds.
Well, also you get the artwork, too.
You get the experience, which I'm sure you had, Bob, particularly, what are you doing Friday night? We're going to listen to the new whatever album.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing Friday night. We're not doing something else and music is playing. We're going to listen to a record. One guy will have enough money to buy it, and everybody will sit around, and they will listen to the record, and they will argue with the artist that they should have put that song on side two instead of side one.
I used to do that. I mean, that was
absolutely
our form of entertainment for sure.
Bell.
But it's not portable. So how are the kids handling that?
The new LP is coming out, and it's coming out packaged with a download code.
So you get everything.
You can put it on your iPod, but when you're home, you will listen to it on the record itself, and you will read the liners, and you will turn it over, and that will be your activity, listening to a record.
How long has Valhalla been operating as a record store in Oak Park?
Well, I've owned Valhalla since 1972, but I was there for 5 years before that. Just when I left Capitol, I was at Capitol Records in 62, and I left there in 67, and went to Oak Park and ran a 5-store chain for about 5 years. And then in 72, I stayed in that location on South Boulevard and opened Valhalla.
And what did you do for Capitol?
I worked in promotion for Beatles and Beach Boys.
Fun. And Joe Lemus, give us a little quick thumbnail sketch of the history of Beverly Rare Records on Southwestern.
Beverly Records has been a staple record shop on the South Side for 44 to 45 years. Started off with John and Christine Dresnes, built up the store. Now their sons, Randy Dresnes and Jack Dresnes, run the operations.
You know what? One of the great things about both of your places, it smells good in there. I love the smell of vinyl.
Oh, well, you can get plenty of that. The only thing you don't want is waterlogged vinyl.
That's right.
We get a lot of those from
the floods. Yeah.
Record Store Day now. Talk about this. This is a week from tomorrow, and they do this every year now. And people like you offer specials on that day. Is that what happens?
It is a phenomenal event. We jump in with both feet, and I'm sure Joe does too. We will have live music on our stage. We will have a line waiting for us. We'll open 2 hours early. We'll have a sale on everything, and there will be many hundreds of limited edition pieces that the record companies put out that they release only for that day.
And both of your stores deal not just with collectors, folks who want to get something from 10, 20, 30 years ago, but you have some new releases in there too, don't you?
Yes.
And people, all the hip acts are coming out with vinyl, aren't they?
Correct.
Does everybody who records a so-called record, I don't know what to call it anymore, music, does everybody now pretty much also, is that part of the package deal to record vinyl?
It almost everybody, every major artist.
Every major artist does that.
Every major artist and regional artists, if they don't just record a download, you know, which some young artists do because they can't afford to make a package.
Right.
But any artist on any label that is of any consequence will release an LP.
So it'd be interesting to see how much of what they budget for vinyl ends up matching what they sell, or if they need to reorder more vinyls.
Well,
to be
I think they're reordering more vinyl in lot of instances. And the other phenomenon is that up to 30,000 or 40,000 titles of classic vinyl is being reissued. Records that have been out of print.
Now they're being reissued
on vinyl.
Do you purchase vinyl from people as well?
Yes,
we
do. We may look at as many as a couple hundred a day in LP and in CDs and cassettes.
What do you look for? What do you turn away?
We turn away anything that has a scratch on it. That's okay. Number one, because people won't give us money for them if they're scratched. And we turn away titles that we already have in quantity or that are titles that, you know, basically that's the major criteria, titles we already have.
Anybody coming in offering you big money for old WLS surveys with my face on them?
I have a collection from my stack is 62 to 68 or so.
Well,
that was
before me. That was the silver dollar survey.
Yeah, I have a bunch of those.
And Joe, when it comes to people coming into Beverly Records, what do they usually want when they come in to see you? Are they looking for some long lost tune?
They're usually looking for something they can't find anywhere else.
Aha.
So we're the ones that can find it for you, and we try our best to try to find it for you. I shouldn't say we get 100%, but we give our 100% to try to find the record. And we've been very successful at finding records all the time for different people.
Yeah, that's why these are Midwest treasures. Beverly Records, 11612 Southwestern Avenue, and Valhalla, 239 West Harrison in Oak Park. Stick around because I want to talk to you about how you survive in this MP3 era after this.
To the music played by the DJ on the radio.
Yes, those were the days, and they still exist at Beverly Records in Chicago and Valhalla in Oak Park. couple of great Chicago area treasures, and it's Record Store Day. All kinds of special activities and sales going on at the record store near you, including these two 40-plus year landmarks around the area. That's amazing. What's the key to surviving in this day and age with what you guys do? This is Joe Lemus from Beverly Records.
For us, it's a little bit of everything. You know, we sell, you know, records. We sell 45s. We sell 78s. We sell cassettes. We even sell 8-tracks. If there's a small little market for people who buy 8-tracks. Famous Marty Casey from the Love Hammers. He bought a 8-track player from us and bought a slew of 8-tracks, and he's a steady customer now of ours. And
that's great.
But we've been serving, you know, if you go to our website, we have a website, and it shows all the famous people that have showed up at the record shop, who we've dealt with in the past. And
you mean you've had somebody besides Dick Biondi come in?
We do. We know Dick Biondi very well.
I'm sure you do. And Val Camaletti from Val's Hella. I think it was a year or two ago in the paper I was reading about your issues, your financial issues, and your struggles. Are you alive and well with the business now?
We're alive. We did face some struggles, and I can honestly say that I think the major reason for the survival and the continuation is vinyl. The reality is that download took its big toll on the brick and mortar music industry, and it's also been recently that with vinyl, people have realized that the least wonderful sound in music today is the downloaded MP3. It's the weakest link in the audio world and for music. So with that recognition and with the fact that the young will lead us, as they often do, that the love of vinyl and the resurgence of it is the key to our survival.
What is it that's rare and in demand? What can people not find easily?
Well, right now, of all things, some of the hardest things to find are the things that we couldn't give away 10 years ago.
Like?
Albums by Led Zeppelin, because every 15-year-old wants Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And The Doors and Pink Floyd. So now those copies that we had in abundance 15 years ago are showing up as rare or, you know, not in good enough condition to buy. There are also real rarities. I mean, there are things like, original pressings of certain artists or things like that can be rare. It would be rare in my store, would be rare in Joe's store, would be rare everywhere because not very many were made or they didn't exist long enough. But right now, the struggle is to find the classic rock stuff that we thought we couldn't get enough of because...
And are people also buying, like, more turntables, more
Absolutely.
Needles?
Absolutely. We've sold more needles, I think, in the last 2 years than we've sold in the last 25.
The best reason to spend $300 tomorrow, go to the Chirp Record Fair. It's called the Chirp Record Fair and Other Delights, and this is something record collectors know about. It's going to be at Plumbers Hall, 1340 West Washington, and this is a great vinyl event, isn't it?
It's a fundraiser. I think it's still a fundraiser for Chirp Radio, which is the Loyola college station.
That's awesome.
They used to be partially funded by the university. They aren't now, so I think this is a big deal.
Quickly,
we used to give them a lot of records.
Quickly, is this a good idea or not? If your needle is skipping, if your record is skipping, do you put a coin on top of the needle or not?
No,
is that bad?
No
weight on it?
In my youth, we did that. We used to use a quarter. You'd use a hammer if you could.
Yeah,
no.
I would use the force of my finger, and then it would be scratched really badly forever.
No. You want a new needle.
If you've never been, you got to make it out to Val's Hala Records on West Harrison and Oak Park, and also to Beverly Records, 11612 Southwestern in Chicago. Joe Lemus, store manager there. Val, it's good to have both of you here. And we wish you a good, prosperous, happy Record Store Day a week from tomorrow. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much
Thank
for having
you.
Us.
Thanks for having us. And I forgot to
Come
mention
on
that
out for Record Store
we're
Day.
Also having a celebration at our shop also, too. We're going to be opening up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Get there early. Last year there was 35 to 40 people in line before I opened the door.
That's crazy.
We're going to have live entertainment there. Waylon. We have karaoke going on. Last year, Marty Casey showed up, and he actually sang a couple of songs.
We'll be there.
If you're listening, Marty, stop on in and do a couple of numbers.
All right.
That's awesome.
Quick, Marianne, where's my adapter?